This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
School bus arm cameras are now in effect in the city of Buffalo and have been in effect since earlier this year, and enforcement of violations has been in effect since October. What can you tell us about the success of these cameras through the first month plus of enforcement of people who violate passing buses with the arms down?
Well, I think more so what we're learning is that it is an event that does happen on school days when these buses are en route, picking up and dropping off children. So we are hoping to, again, reduce the numbers of events happening a day by reaching out, educating. And again, we had an extended warning period so we can get the information out to the communities and individuals that had received in the mail for passing a bus during the warning period. So just doing our part to get that information out to folks.
What are the numbers that you've had for the amount of tickets that you have issued during that period? Is that readily known or available?
So when I last checked, since the period of enforcement, so let's say from October 1st till November 20th, might not include today's numbers, but I have 16,405 events that were captured by the monitoring program or the cameras that we have on the buses that were installed.
I know that this has been quite a story now in the city of Buffalo for some time, but for people that may not be aware or forgot how the process works, explain how the process for these tickets are issued for people that may be in violation.
Absolutely. So how the system works, Bus Patrol, which is our partner in this initiative, has installed the technology that will capture vehicles passing school buses. When that event is captured, Bus Patrol does screen all events and provide those evidence packages to the city of Buffalo for approval. Our department then will review those matters, and when those events that are captured are approved, a notice of liability is then issued to the registered owner of the vehicle. That is also provided by Bus Patrol. And on that notice of liability, there is information and resources on both the front and the back. On the back of the notice of liability, there are options that can share on how to pay, how to review the video and images that were captured, and also folks that are interested in contesting their matter. There is a section that they could complete, return to Bus Patrol, and then Bus Patrol would inform us of those contestations. So we would then create a court docket. We'll send out notices at least 30 days before those hearing dates, and that way folks can come in and contest if they wish to contest. Those that wish to take care or pay, for example, there are information on that notice of liability so they can access all that in addition to the images and videos in case they were interested in seeing the event that was alleged.
While there is a due date for people to be able to pay their fines in violation of the school bus arm cameras, is there a due date in which a potential violator has to fight the ticket by?
That I am aware of, at least here in the city of Buffalo, if anyone would like to contest, if they reach out to Bus Patrol and for some reason do not receive a response, could always reach out to the city of Buffalo, because we have that opportunity also to let Bus Patrol know that such individual is contesting, and we can, as long as there's a citation number, a license plate, that we can forward and request from them. We could also give them that opportunity. I know that Bus Patrol might have some automated dates, and so I think if folks did not contest before their due date, I will let anyone really know that they could also reach out to us at the Buffalo Traffic Violation Agency so we can get that file if they would like to have it reviewed by one of our judges.
I know that you've said that Bus Patrol is the agency that you partner with and looks over the violations that the cameras captured. What is the city's involvement in this process? Is it just your office that looks through it, or is there police department involvement in this? How does that work?
So we do have retired NYPD on the Bus Patrol side as part of their team of reviewers. The city's involvement comes from the legislation. So once evidence is captured, they would also forward it to the city for approval. And then that way, as our reviewers in our department, the Buffalo Traffic Violation Agency that was designated for this program, then goes through to review the matters that were captured. If they are in violation of the section of the Vehicle and Traffic Law 1174A, passing a school bus while stopped in the process of picking up students, then that would be approved and the registrant of that vehicle would receive that notice in the mail.
And Octavio, anything else that you can think of that you would like to mention in our conversation that we haven't touched base on already?
Always encourage anyone that receives a notice of liability to look at the information on the front and also on the back. Because I believe we've want all the information to be there. All the resources are available there. So there is a website, www.alertbus.com. There is a phone number, 1-877-504-7080. On the back of the notice of liability, there is also a QR code that will help direct folks to the correct location. And there is also a mailing address for the school bus safety program that you can reach out to. And that information, once again, on the rear of the notice of liability. And if folks are looking on both sides, if they have any questions, they could always reach out.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.